Hello.
And we're back.
Welcome, everyone, to our part of our triad episode of 2 Degrees of Perry Gilpin.
The reign of the triad.
Last week we talked about movies. This week we're talking about TV. Next week we're talking about movies and TV of the decade and also some other miscellaneous. Some miscellaneous items. How about them Red Sox?
Not great. Kendra, I don't know if you know, they failed to make the playoffs this year after winning the World Series last year.
I'm not sure if you knew this. It's winter.
And it looks like they might not sign Mookie Betts. They're, you know, once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation player.
Wow.
So
I had no idea.
Yep. Bummer. Sadness.
Well, I think I'm going to...
This is our end the TV banter. And sports. Yeah.
TV and sports episode. Well, speaking of Perry Gilpin, who I think would have been a star baseball player...
Yeah.
And I definitely would have watched her in like a baseball like role.
Oh yeah. Oh, you can't, I mean, picture in a League of Their Own or something.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Exactly. Would love to see that.
Let's do it.
Speaking of Perry Gilpin.
We are? 4 degrees. 3 degrees.
Of Perry Gilpin.
So I, whereas Ken put in a lot of what I would define as time and effort,
It was a little time and effort.
And versus... what you're going to see here is just so much more time and effort. It's just really blows Ken's out of the water.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Wow. I got sandbagged here.
Yeah. So I will say that I think my list could be split up into British.
Yeah.
And then barely any American. Which I was like...
I like this breakdown.
Yeah, that's kind of like the ratio. So because...
Have you ever thought of living in England or anywhere over in Britain?
No.
Okay. Okay.
It's like planes. I don't want to get into planes.
Well, oh, because you would like, need to come back because it's family or...
Well,
here
yeah,
or,
exactly. And like,
well, just
not
don't
just
come back
flying.
For family.
Right, you're right.
Say goodbye to them.
But just like
and cross
customs.
The Atlantic.
Also, and like, I think a lot of people have the ability to like, do like, you know, we have a friend who moved to London. So proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, the amount of paperwork and like, that's...
She really persevered through that.
Persevered through some paperwork. And I know myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd rather just get their TV and watch it.
Kendra, I couldn't agree with you more. That's a real non-starter for me. Like,
yeah. It's like, yeah. Oh, and then you got to get everyone to agree
yeah.
and to like right. sponsor you. And you're like, I
and that's even that. That's even before really thinking about like, oh, I'm in a new country now.
Right.
With new people and no friends or family.
Yeah.
And alone.
Oh, by myself.
But then, of course, our friend that moved there
would
is like an insane magnet of new,
right. You would suddenly have 42 friends.
I mean, she has yet to meet anyone as good as us.
I think that's true.
But
Carrie, yeah. Don't share this with any of your friends.
It must be hard to have us in her life because it knocks everything off balance. It's like, oh, I got all these great friends. And
but
they're,
yeah, exactly.
And no one's as good as them. And I don't get to see them that often because I abandoned them years ago. And now I have to see all these other friends, which are great.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have that with like some of your friend groups where you're like, oh, I'm hanging with this friend? They're not that friend. I do it all
I
the time.
I
want everyone, all my friends to know you're ranked. I'm sorry, you are.
Okay. So speaking of rankings, my best of 2019.
Oh, I love this.
This
okay.
is the British edition.
Okay.
The end of the effing world.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I loved their season 2. I thought it was so good.
Mm.
I just love the show, and I was so not expecting a second season, which is what I love about what the British do, which is they kind of make everything with the expectation of not having a second season.
Yeah, and then it's like a surprise.
And then they're like, even like, well, then I thought about it more, and someone showed me money, and then I thought about it more, and then I made one that's really good. It's some... I hope that the chief could be heard.
Yeah, the dog.
The dog.
Kendra, that is great, and it almost seems like they... like, the people that work on it don't even know it's coming out. They're like, oh, wait, we do have a second series,
right,
don't
like,
we?
It's another plot line. Yeah. Like,
oh, here it is.
No, and they did a fun, because the whole I already talked about End of the Effing World, but they have like this Bonnie and Clyde. That's their storyline. And then you meet like Bonnie and Clyde, these like characters who like are awfully connected and like evil. Mm. And it was just like such a turn that
Bonnie
was really
Clyde,
fun.
Not good people.
No. And it was just like really, really fun. I loved it.
I downloaded all of the episodes through both seasons for my recent long pan-Atlantic flight, and I did not watch any of them.
Oh, my God.
But I think that's what I'm going to watch. I want to...
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
it. That's very nice of
you. Well, I like what you've said about it. Sometimes you're like, I really liked it. It's British. And I'm like, oh, that's not enough for me, which I'm sure we'll get to some of that stuff on your list.
No. Actually, I think everything that is on my list is just the right amount of British for you.
Okay. Well, you listen, I love the Brits. We all know how much.
Well, I mean, I've been watching this show Black Books, which came out in like the year 2000. It's this guy who owns a bookstore and he just like yells at people when they come in. He just like is running a bookstore like begrudgingly. That reminds me of like, you would love it.
This is not a show that you just made up as
no,
a joke.
This is 100%
because that is
a
funny
show.
Idea. You're like, oh, I've made up the show called Black Books and it's about an angry British bookseller. Are you kidding me?
No, and then there's like the woman who like sells like insane trinkets across the street.
Oh my God. That sounds
it's great. And then this guy who used to be an accountant who like hated his life so much and then like has a near death experience. And so then he ends up working at the bookstore. It's very fun.
Wow.
The whole thing's great.
This is not something you made up.
But that, it is not something I have made up. But it's just like, that's when it's like, if I recommend that to you, although I think you might enjoy it, that's like a little too British
for
you.
That sounds like the best show I've ever heard. So you've done it. I'm going to watch that
Yeah,
now.
Maybe you would love it. And no, the first episode's a whole joke about taxes.
Well, okay, I'm out.
But like British.
I'm out. No, just one question about British, like... sort of Anglophile-dom. Mm-hmm. When you're like, these shows, how do you find out about them? Is this like, you know, your friends that recommend it? Like, I know your mom is into some of this
My
stuff
mom is
or
the
whatever.
One who
recommended or you,
Black
like,
Books.
On Twitter, is there like a British TV Twitter? Like, do you have a few people that you go to and they're like,
no,
oi!
No, I do not go to the British Twitter. I think that it's like all things now. It's like, if they know that you're interested in that, they mention it to you. But I think about it with like, yeah, I don't know. But I also then go to Reddit after I watch TV shows, which have we talked about that?
I think a little bit. I've never been to Reddit. I don't know. I've never been to Reddit.
You can just
Reddit
go
Land.
There, but you don't have to log in.
I know. I've you know, as soon as I said that, I realized I was lying. I've clicked on links for artists that I like saying, I'm doing this Reddit thing, this AMA, and I've gone there and I've read some of that.
Scroll through.
But I've never just gone there. I have no idea what that's like.
Anytime I'm watching a TV show that I'm like want to talk about, it's like I find that a lot of like, even if places do discussion, like, you know, I used to watch The Leftovers and AV Club did a pretty good recap.
Yeah. Right.
But like, even that wasn't what I really wanted. You know, I wanted like people talking about it.
You want some dirtbags talking about it.
No, I just want.
I do that on Twitter though. A lot of times, I will search something and just like look at what the top comments are, or I'll filter it with people I follow just to make sure I get what they said. And I'm deep into film Twitter on there. Mm-hmm. Like I follow.
These are our two passions.
Hunter Harris, and she's telling me that her gems remain uncut, and they will forever remain uncut. And I believe her.
And you believe her. You understand exactly. See, that's the thing is like, I don't want to go for jokes. I want to go for like a long discussion and some conspiracy theories. No, that's because I've searched Twitter, but I've never been that impressed with what I find. You know what I mean? It's like when I finish watching a TV show, I think TV shows have so much on them that I think that it's like.
That's probably true.
It's like, what would a sentence get me? Like, absolutely nothing.
Right.
And like, I wouldn't even. It's just a strange place. Okay, so...
Okay.
End of the fucking world. Yep. Effing world.
Oh, okay.
Well, they put stars there.
Well, two future stars, if we're to believe you.
Yeah, they are great. Yep. And then, well, I think this is a shared one. You also mentioned it. Sex Education.
I did, yeah.
I really like that. I also thought that was an interesting combination of British meets American, because they kind of said that that show...
Right.
So much of that, the TV element was all done with like an American idea of school.
Right.
Because that is like super far from what
It seems crazy because it's nowhere near what my schooling was.
Exactly. But I think it was an interesting hybrid of the two. It's like these varsity jackets, like this, these tiers of popularity that are very much like seen in the American, like maybe not even like American school system, but more like
but it's part
American
of the,
depiction of school, the like school system.
Icon, you know, sort of.
Some Riverdale.
Iconography? Iconography.
Yeah.
Iconography. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, beautiful. I mean, honestly, that's a show that I enjoyed at first, and then it just sort of clicked, and I think became a much more, like, I had more to say.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where there was a couple episodes later on that were heartbreaking and in a way that made you really think about, you know, like, people's motives and people, and, like, how they actually...
why people are doing the things they do.
Right. And you might have the best intentions, but you might end up doing something that is horribly wrong. And you don't get that. And it doesn't really matter. Because in the end, your best friend is
and like, in danger.
Yeah, endangered and ultimately like feels betrayed by you in a way that he might never get over.
Yep.
Like, yeah. I didn't rewatch that, I think.
Yeah, that was so good.
I want to be sad again.
Yeah. Oh. I love that show. Actually, why are all... Yeah. And then Fleabag, season 2.
Yeah.
Of course, my favorite of the two seasons. Fantastic. Like, I can't even express how much I love that show.
You rewatched it too, right? The season?
I've seen it 4 times.
The season 2?
I watched it myself. I watched it with John. I watched it with my mom.
You haven't watched it with me.
No.
Huh.
Have you seen season 2?
I have. And I've rewatched a few episodes.
Yeah, I just loved it so much. I loved the use of, like, religion in it in a really, I think, good way.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing
it... They really handled that very well. It wasn't, there wasn't dismissive, but it was, I mean, not, it wasn't, it's not really like a, the focus of it wasn't the religion.
But I think but that they it did a real great job.
Character with it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And just, like, you don't really see much talking about religion in any capacity of, like, why, like, you know... She's definitely coming in, into it as someone who, like, really doesn't believe and is like, this doesn't make any sense. And I think what is really interesting is, like, I think that there's a lot of people who are, like, there's a lot of people who believe or are involved in religion who don't necessarily have, like, the most point A to point B belief. But,
right.
like,
yeah.
And I think that did such a good job, like, covering that and still keeping like elements of the whole thing, just like him being like he really needed it,
yeah,
you know. And yep. I think that that's what was so
and yeah and it was yeah his port in the storm and his life in a way,
yeah,
and that was the sort of battle he had, his, you know, his love for her.
Yeah,
but it's like, and like I don't know, I honestly kind of don't know how they pulled it off, because you tell me this is a show about a woman who we know as just being a real like fuck up. And honestly, season 1, I think is great. And I think people are taking it for granted now. I understand that it's harder to watch, but really she painted this full character about, how about this person that hates themselves and you find out why they hate themselves and what they did with season 2 is they put her on track in a way where, all right, we're with her now. Like it's great. We're just with her. And then it's just, and then they can expand to the other characters and we see what they're sort of going through because all these people are real broken.
Yeah.
And to tell me that this person's going to fall in love with a priest.
You'd be like, what?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, everything was just handled so well.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The There's fox in the bushes.
So good.
It's really, it's, yeah, it's great.
So that's not even the end of my British or British adjacent. Dairy Girls.
Dairy Girls. Dairy Girls. Oh, Dairy like,
D-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. Dairy Girls. Dang.
So
what was that?
I don't know, but I think the guy who makes Lucky Charms would like to have a word.
He's actually called me before. He's very unhappy with me.
So
imagine thinking that's the guy that made Lucky Charms. By the way, the actual like leprechaun. He's like, yep, that's me.
That's like you got me. That's exactly who I am. Okay, so I was. This is technically Northern Ireland. So I just want to make that clear beforehand. So it's not British per se.
No, that is Northern Ireland is British.
But it's yeah, but like, you know, I just don't want to. But it's set in the 1990s when there's like Northern where Ireland and honestly, it's one of those things where like I'm watching it. It is so funny. They're teenagers and they're just like kind of like living within this conflict, but they go to like a super Catholic school. It's like so charming and funny and just like really like fun. Like
what's the name of it?
Dairy Girls.
Oh right. Sorry.
And and
we said that multiple times.
There's like one of the girls, it's like these maybe three girls and a boy. And the boy has to go to the girls' Catholic school because he's actually British. He's English.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a cousin. And he's moved there through the family. But he can't go to the... they're like too worried to send him to the boys' school because he's like an English boy going into an Irish thing.
Oh, right. And so he doesn't go to the... He doesn't go to the boys' Catholic school. He goes to the girls' Catholic school?
He goes to the girls' Catholic school. Yeah. And, like, it's just, like,
this
so
is, this
funny.
This is set during the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
And it's just, like, it's really funny. And, like, all the characters are just...
Wait, how does he go to the... Does he dress up as a girl?
No, he's just there. And everyone's just like, well, you know, he just... He'll be fine. Like, the whole time is them just being like, oh, well, you girls will do whatever. And he's always like, yeah. Anyway, it's really just like so fun and like ludicrous and like they're constantly getting into like they witness a miracle, but it ends up like only one of them knows that it was just like a dog like was peeing on the second floor and it like made it look like
oh my God, what?
Like Mary Magdalene was crying and so they're like, we witnessed a miracle. It's like all
Wait,
these
is this Mary Magdalene or Mary Mother of God? It's two different Marys.
Ken,
you heathen.
How would I know? The point is, I watched
Mary Magdalene
TV shows.
Is the prostitute who Jesus befriended.
Okay, then Mary the
and
God,
washed
whatever.
Her feet, and much to the horror of his disciples and everyone, he befriended this person. But it was that was part of his whole thing. It was
okay,
a,
then the
was
other
act
Mary.
Of, and then Mary was his mom also.
Okay, so...
He had mom issues. I mean, we gotta say, a little bit.
And also...
That seemed
this
blasphemous.
This is all just coming from
back.
A... this dude's Catholic.
Yeah.
This dude knows this stuff.
I know some stuff. I mean, I don't know enough, probably, mm-hmm. in the
no,
eyes
No, but that's
of
great. But so, yeah.
Jesuit
on masters. It's just really, like, it's a very, like, kind of, like, goofy thing. And there it is, like, going on through, like, they're always annoyed because, like, you know, there was, like, the guards are closing a bridge because of, like, a bombing. And they're like, oh, my God, like, where are we, like... It's going to take me an hour to get,
oh
like,
God.
It's just, it's
yeah.
all, like, very fun, me and sweet and, like, good.
Okay.
I would highly recommend it.
Dairy Girls.
And just like Fleabag and just like End of the Effing World, done, it's, like, 6 episodes in a season. 6 episodes, 30 minutes each. Like, it's a 3-hour movie.
Amazing.
So,
I know, I love it. I
and
could
they ba- have
I could
two
bang
seasons,
through it if
and
I just watched
a third.
It. If I only watched it, I could get through
you
it.
You could definitely get through it. You would really enjoy it, I think. Okay, so that is my British contingent.
The British.
The yeah. Should I go to my others? Let's do a little commercial break.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so now on to the United States
USA,
TV.
USA.
I really just have three things.
I do think this isn't fair of me to bring up, but it is funny that like you're like, oh, it's like either British or American TV. But I do think with TV, it's like some people are like, they're looking for stuff across the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very hard. I mean, we already have so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much TV.
I know. Did you watch actually, what was that German thing from like last year, 2 years ago on Netflix? Like
Dark.
Yeah. Did you watch that?
I watched a little bit.
It seemed a little hard for me.
It was, you know, it was pretty dark.
But you know German, so I thought maybe you'd watch that without subtitles.
Nah,
you know, you're a big German.
Big German.
Big German. You big German, you.
No, I had...
Okay, I'm sorry. The American TV. What do we got?
Well, also, but I could also include Medici. Where's that?
Oh, wait, is that one of your favorites?
No, but I did really enjoy it. I really liked it.
Did any of it include Catherine Medici yet?
I forget. Because
when I was in France recently...
Which Medici was she married to?
I don't know. No, she was married to a French king.
I think Catherine Medici's storyline is just beginning.
Okay, all right. But it's crazy to see how connected, like, the Italian...
Oh, no, the Medici...
sort of states and, or that region, and France was. I mean, it was pretty much like...
Also, Mary Queen of Scots, there's, like, a connection to, like, one of the... It wasn't, like, the woman that... I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's also... All those blue blood sort of royalty, they all just had sex with one another. That's why they're all inbred right now. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
That has been Royalty Talk with Kevin Williams.
By the way, all of these things are just teen shows. Have I ever watched an adult TV show in my life? No.
Listen, I didn't ask. You did. But have you ever watched an adult TV show?
If you go into my... For the decade, you're going to find a couple adult TV shows.
Okay. Kendra.
On My Block.
What's that?
You know that show. I've talked about it many a time.
Have you? What is it?
It's those kids who are like in LA.
Yes.
And they're...
What does that play on?
Netflix. Mm-hmm. And that's really fun. I mean, honestly, if I was going to recommend shows to you, I still would probably put those other ones in front of On My Block.
Okay.
Only because...
What, the British ones?
Yeah. Because of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, On My Block, it took a little bit more time to watch.
Netflix has too much stuff.
They do.
I cannot.
You cannot, and you deserve not to.
Oh, thank you. Well, you've been very generous to me this episode. I wonder why that is.
Anyway, what's there's going 10 on? Episodes.
Are you hiding a secret
season?
From me? Are you about to break up with me?
Yeah. The show's over.
This is like a weird niceness like, before like lowering
yes,
the boom.
Yes. The show is done.
We're done. The show's done. We're done. Pack up your shit and get out, pal.
No, okay. So, On My Block is great. 10 episodes per season. There was a huge debacle because they were not paying any of these people who are like 100% the stars of the show. There's like these four kids.
Yeah.
And they were not paying them even remotely what you're supposed to pay people.
What the hell? Did that get fixed?
Allegedly, but it was on hold for a long time. They were thinking about canceling it.
I do feel for Netflix. They might not have the cash to move over to.
Well, it's so baloney because it's definitely a show.
By the way, I just got hungry a little when you said that's so baloney. I'm in a bad place. Anyway,
it's just absolutely crazy because it's a show with like, it's a really diverse show. It's a really like fun show. And like, there's like, from one of the reasons why it's so annoying that Netflix doesn't put out viewership is because like, I actually think this show had amazing viewership. And like,
yeah, that should be illegal. I was actually thinking about that. The way they handle that, it should be illegal.
And I agree.
I don't know how I'm not a lawyer.
It's like a breeding
ground. So I can't make
an
actual argument for it. But it doesn't it seem like the way they use it to sort of put leverage on certain things, it just seems pretty maybe when you get into actual contractual negotiations with them, they have to share certain things. I have no idea. Again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not involved in any way with this this legal fight, this legal battle. But I will do what I can.
Thank you.
For you, Kendra Gaylord.
Oh. To get on my blog for season 3.
No, so there's been two seasons.
There's been two seasons so far. This last season happened this year.
I was about to ask. Oh my God.
It might have been 2018.
We'll call it this year.
The series was renewed for a second season and it premiered March 29th, 2019.
Boom. Read it and weep. All you non-believers, Kendra had the year right.
I had the year right. I had a feeling. Anyway, it's a great show, but also it does drive me nuts that Netflix can pull stuff like that because it's like, there's been tons of stuff happening currently, but it's just like, no matter what, you automatically have places playing with TV shows, not necessarily based on,
actual,
things.
Yeah.
Just based off their own personal racism versus
like who are they not going to pay? The people that aren't established in the thing, and then they are going to pay people that like have the power they paid that certainly, but they also just paid that new movie with Ryan Reynolds on there. It's a Michael Bay movie. And they were like, it costs $150 million. And I was like, bullshit. I bet you they went out and made they did it for like $300 million.
Yeah.
Because like, you know that he wasn't like working to a budget.
Right.
But I haven't seen that. So anyway, not TV. Let's move on.
Next up, mutual one, Pen 15.
Oh my God. Yes.
So great.
Well, again, if you listen to our, you know, the movie pod, Maya Erskine.
Maya Erskine. Ken's a fan. We're all fans. I like them both.
I don't like saying this because it seems weirdly, like, it's reductive and sexist, really, but I love her. Like, I think she's amazing. Like, I think she's...
As you said last time, she's hella talented.
Oh my God, I can't believe you brought that up. Oh, we were going to forget that. That's been a full week. Oh, man.
No, I think that was
but
such
I
a
also
fun
didn't
show.
Mean talented in like the sort of like skeezy way
no,
that
I know.
Time. I just meant she's really talented. She's also beautiful and amazing and
very cool.
I would lay down my life for her. I just wanted to say that on the podcast. It's now out there.
It's good. Now we all know. I already knew. I had a feeling. Point is, that show's so fun, so brilliant. I'm really happy about it existing.
That's another one where I heard so much about it, and at first I was like, okay, this is good, and it's a clever idea to like have them play themselves as junior high, right?
Yeah,
middle school kids. But like, how long can they go with this? And then like, they really
and also you just instantly are like, they look like they're 12 to me. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. And talk about a show that the like Fleabag. Was dealing with sort of emotional car alarms with aplomb. No, just the way that they handled it. It was never done half-assed. It was mm-hmm. there was some hard things to watch, but it had a payoff. Two thumbs up.
Are you ready for my final one?
I've never been more ready in my entire life.
Well, also, what I was going to say is technically, I will say I do often watch more like TV shows with adults in them. But, maybe I don't. And
Now you're arguing against yourself. I don't know.
No, it's just like, I definitely enjoy...
I do like how you put that, though, like, maybe I don't.
No, maybe I don't. Like, maybe I'm thinking about it more, and I'm like...
No, but there was, like, a little, good. Like...
A flair to it.
A little, like, adolescent flair that, like, but maybe I don't. And you can fuck right off,
yeah,
mom.
Maybe that's what all that I want to do.
Not tell your mom to fuck off. Your mom's
I would
a great
never.
Lady. Right.
And I never have, and I never will.
And you never will. You heard it here, Mom. Kendra is definitely not saying fuck off to you. She's saying love you to you. She loves you.
I am. I do.
I love you too.
Okay, so then my last one is Euphoria.
Oh, right.
I loved that show. I also thought it was just like what I've been waiting for, which is to spend a lot of time with Zendaya.
That's why I want to watch it, because I think, yeah.
Zendaya is fantastic. And like, you know, I haven't watched the newer Spider-Man, but like she was like the best part of the Spider-Mans, and like you just kind of wanted to spend way more time with her, and she really didn't have that much time.
She's got an expanded role in this one.
That's
they great. Know what they have. They're not idiots this time.
Good.
She is, yeah.
Because like I was like, yeah, she's like funny with a couple lines, but I was really hoping for more. And in Euphoria, she is the full show, and that's what she.
And she's great.
And she's great. And like, there's just such, like, it's so fun. I mean, like, also the show is dark and bleak and there's so many bad parts, but she never stops being great to watch.
I got to see it. In the latest Spider-Man, she has a comedic timing that with her like awkwardness, because she's playing a very awkward teenager, who's also cool, but when it comes to certain things is awkward. She takes these pauses or she does this timing that isn't, she's just not in a rush at all. And you think like, oh, this could go like pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't nail it. And yet she just like nails it. Like
Oh, I'm so happy to hear. I need to watch that.
It's good. I really like that one. And no small thanks to Zendaya.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've watched other TV shows, I just want to say. But
It's all, she's just watched those TV shows over and over again.
Honestly, maybe I haven't. That's the other thing that it really makes you think. Have I seen any other TV shows? Like Sharp Objects was last year.
You watch a lot though, and you do watch a lot, but I don't think that you necessarily think everything you watch is like great.
Yeah.
But you know, it's good, but you know, not everything can be Night Before Christmas quality. You know?
I do want to see The Watchmen.
I was going to bring that up because that looks like a show that I know I will love, especially just, I was a little wary of it going into it, but now you hear the response to it and you're like, yeah, we got to watch
with
it.
This, yeah.
Wait, Kendra, can we watch that together? We haven't had a TV show we've watched together in a while. Let's watch it together. She says that now, but let's check back in when she's watched it without
let's
me.
Check back in.
Although it'll be like, it's one of those things where you it's so hard to watch a show with somebody that you don't like live with.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're like, hey, let's watch it this night. Oh, I can't do it that night. Okay, well then you can just fuck right off because so, I'm going to watch it. Like,
I finish the whole thing.
Because TV shows are so like, I'm in the mood to watch it right now.
Yeah.
And if I don't watch it right now,
I might never
watch it. It's so like that. I had a couple TV shows if I could just mention real quick.
Oh my God, Kevin, okay.
No. Just real quickly, I thought this season of the first half of the last season of BoJack Horseman, mm-hmm. of its last season in its run, came out recently. really good. I mean, just like continues to be a basically, you know, comedic animated show about a talking horse that deals with depression better than any show on TV or anything. Russian Doll might match it, honestly.
Wow.
I love that show, and I kind of think I need to rewatch it because I kind of watch it in like a just
but
like
how
in
can
one
you
setting.
Rewatch a show where the whole thing is about rewatching?
I know, and I know I would love if you gave it a shot.
I should.
She's great, and like mm-hmm. what you like, what we love about Natasha Lyonne, she has in this, but she also gets to actually, not actually act, she's always acting. She's just like, because it's a show about her, we're like living with her, so mm-hmm. we see her quirks and how like just sort of like funny and great she is,
yeah.
But you also have all the other stuff right. too. I don't know if there's been something out there that's really used her, all of her talents.
Oh,
before.
I think that's 100% like, true.
And then again, I would say Barry, hard for me to get into. Don't know if overall it was like my favorite show of the year, but there was one episode in particular, which is one of the best like TV filmmaking I've ever seen, where he has to go. This is Barry, played by what's his name?
The man we all know.
Yeah, what is it?
SNL guy.
Bill Hader. Thank you. Go. SNL guy. Really. I was like, Phil Hader. There's only been one SNL guy. Bill Hader. he's a hitman, but he doesn't want to do it anymore. So he's sent to kill this guy, right? And he walks in and the whole house is filled with like taekwondo or karate trophies. Mm-hmm. This guy's obviously talented at that. And yet they play it off so well. He actually like is paying that no mind, and he just tells the guy, get out of town, I don't want to have to do this. But he's like not giving the guy the respect that you think you would if you saw all these medals. So, you know, so you're just the whole time you're waiting for the guy to attack back. And the way they play that off, and then later on the guy's daughter comes home, and she's like, they literally play her off to be like an animal. Like she's like flying from the ceiling like during fights and stuff. It's one of the like funniest episodes of television I've ever seen, and it's also thrilling because you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And then finally Succession.
I've
talked about it on the show before. It is great. I was talking about it last night with friend of the show Benton, who helped he and Tim made our lovely theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had an issue getting into it because he's like, I hate all those people. And I thought that was fair.
Yeah.
I told him it's like, for me, that's like, it's like Veep in that way. And he's like, yeah, I don't like Veep either. And I'm like, well then checkmate to me, because yeah, there you go.
And then also just like, then you probably wouldn't like Silicon Valley. Like you can just work. You could probably knock off about 6 popular TV shows.
Yeah. I mean, but that's fair though. I totally get when people say, I don't want to watch. It's like with The Irishman, right? Like when mm-hmm. people say, I don't want to watch a 3.5-hour movie about old gangster guys.
It's like 100%.
Yeah, don't waste your time. It's like, yeah, you're totally right. Like that's fine.
Yeah. I can
anyway.
Thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah. Thank
you. Do you have anything that you think we missed? Which honestly, very well could have.
Yeah.
Like guaranteed did. So if you have any TV shows that you're like, wait a second, weren't you passionate? Send us a DM. We'd love to hear it so that we can correct it by the next episode.
Oh man. All about corrections on the...
All about corrections.
We're on a tight ship right
exactly.
here.
Right? Yes, one of the tightest. okay, well thanks everyone for listening. And we'll see you on Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yes.
And we'll see you on the new year.
Yeah, amazing. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Oh, Perry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.